What God does is what he says. When God wants to do a thing, he will first of all declare it. And because God is determined to decorate us this month with outstanding success, God said through the mouth of his servant that this month, success is our birthright. His hands are stretched out already to establish your birthright of success, and nothing will be able to turn it back. He has proposed to decorate you with success this month. Nothing will be able to disannul it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 24, it says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I've thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I propose, so shall it stand. Verse 27. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out. Who shall turn it back? God's mighty hand is stretched out on your behalf this month to establish your heritage of success. Nothing will be able to turn it back. If you believe that, why don't you lift up your hands to heaven in a moment and begin to appreciate him? Because God is determined to establish your heritage of success this month. Lift up your voice and let heaven hear your voice. Thank God for that which he has proposed to do. He has proposed it. Nothing can disannul it. His hands are stretched out already to bring an end to every failure, to bring an end to every stagnation and every disappointment and every frustration in your life. And nothing can disannul it. Why don't you thank God now for your birthright of success that God is establishing already? Father, we give you thanks. Your hands are stretched out already, and nothing can turn it back. You have proposed to establish our birthright of success this month. And Lord, we thank you because nothing can disannul it. We give you glory, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. And as you have declared it tonight, so shall it be for you. This month will not end without your portion of success being delivered to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the privilege of God's servant tonight, I'll be sharing with us on the subject of God's principles for success. God's principles for success. I'd like you to know that God has designed you for success. Not just any kind of success, but outstanding success, enviable success, good success. That is what God has designed for you. And this month, God is determined to establish it. God is determined to bring it to pass. He has proposed it in his heart, and nothing can disannul it. Whatever God has said is as good as done. God does not give us prophetic themes for every month just to cajole us, but God gives them to us to tell us what he wants to do for us. That success is our birthright, but God does not want it to stop there. God wants to establish the reality of our birthright. And he said his hands are stretched out. Who can turn it back? That hand that has been stretched out in your direction to establish your success, nothing will be able to turn it back this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But I'd like to state tonight that there are no accidental success. There is no accidental success. Even though success is our birthright, success is not automatic. Success will not fall down like ripe cherries. If we're going to experience our birthright of success, there are principles that we must be mindful of. There are rules that we must obey. There are laws of God that we must follow. God is a God of principles. For everything he created, there are principles that are guiding them. For every of his provision he has made available to us, there are principles we need to obey to be able to assess them. And that includes success. If you are not mindful of the principles, then you cannot assess the provisions. God has a provision for outstanding success for every one of us. No matter where you are today, in the rung of the ladder, even if you are at the bottom of the ladder, God has a provision to get you to the top of the ladder. And this month you will get to the top. I say this month you will get to the top. God has proposed before the foundation of the world for every one of us, his children, to enjoy outstanding success. He said, you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. That's success. He said, you are the city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. He said, no one lights a candle and put it under the bushes. So your life is not meant for under, your life is meant for the top. You are the city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. You are going to be so successful this month that no one can deny your success. You are going to be so successful this month that no one can mistake you for failure. In the name of Jesus. Because he said you are the city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. No one lights a candle and put it under. You are not meant for under. You are not meant for the back. You are meant for the front. I don't care where you are in the back. By God's supernatural intervention this month, God will take you from where you are and bring you to where you ought to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he says, so let your light so shine that men will see it and give glory to your Father in heaven. God is not glorified when we fail. God is glorified when we succeed. God is glorified when we are making waves. God is glorified when we are breaking forth to the left and to the right. Job succeeded so much that God went to the devil and began to brag about the success of Job. God began to boast about the success of Job. God said to Satan, have you seen my servant Job? Have you seen that there is no man like him? Because the Bible tells us that Job was the greatest man in all the East. He so succeeded that he became the number one. And God began to brag about Job's success, not just before anybody, but before the devil himself. You are going to so succeed this month that God will begin to brag about your success. Men and women will go to where they used to find you before. By God's divine intervention in your life this month, they will no longer see you there. You will no longer be numbered among failures. In the name of Jesus, this month God will take you from the valley and bring you to the topmost top of the mountain. In the mighty name of Jesus. But if we're going to enjoy our birthright of success, God has his prescription in his word for us. We must be mindful of God's principles. God is not just going to give us just any kind of success. God wants to give us good success. The kind of success that the devil cannot convert to failure. The kind of success that the more you are succeeding and the more the enemy is talking about it, the more you will be succeeding. The more you are breaking forth and the more the enemy is getting angry, the more you will be breaking forth. The Archbishop of Blessed Memory said, when God lifts you up, he takes the ladder away so that you won't be able to come down. That's the kind of success God will give to you this month. The more your enemies are angry, the more God will be lifting you up. The more your enemies are plotting to pull you down, the more God will be lifting you up. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, we see God's principles for success. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Three basic principles of success are outlined there. And God is the same. He has not changed. After the death of Moses, God began to speak to Joshua. Among other things, he said to him in verse 3 of Joshua chapter 1, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. God was talking to Joshua about success. But in verse 8, God began to give the principles to Joshua. Now, before then, God told Joshua to be strong and be of good courage, because there are things on the way that will want to hinder his success. There are circumstances that the enemy has arranged in the way to stop you from getting to success. But he will not succeed. I say he will not succeed. Now God began to talk to Joshua about being strong and of a good courage, because there are obstacles in the way. There are things that are capable of discouraging him. There are things that will want him to throw in the towel and give up. And God said in verse 5, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. For as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from me to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Now God repeated that over and over again. Be strong and of a good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. God repeated that again and again, because God knew there were things on the way that were capable of discouraging Joshua. Now God won't be talking about courage except there were discouragements lined up on the way by the devil for Joshua. But God said, be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong. What does it mean to be of good courage? Refuse to give up. Refuse to accept your situation. Refuse to take no for an answer. Refuse to be discouraged. Be strong and of a good courage. And just like it was in the days of Joshua, today there are many things on the way that want to discourage us. There are many things the enemy has programmed to stop us, because he knows that we have a birthright of success. But in verse 8, God began to give the principles of success to Joshua. And he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have" what? I can't hear you. What will he have? Ordinary kind of success. Good success. Enviable success. Notable success. And looking at that verse of scripture in verse 8, we see three key principles outlined there. They will not only work for Joshua, they will work for everyone that cares to be mindful of these principles. The number one principle God gave to Joshua, he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Now, if it's not going to depart, that means he has to be speaking it. So the number one principle of success is to speak the word. Say with me, speak the word. Say it better, speak the word. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." If it's not going to be to depart, that means Joshua has to be speaking it. Speak the word. So the number one key, the number one principle in the school of success is to learn to take the word of God in your mouth and begin to speak it. Begin to speak the word in season and out of season. Speak it when things are working. Speak it when it looks like things are not working. Speak the word. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Now, why do you need to speak the word? One of the reasons you need to speak the word is because the Bible says you will have whatsoever you say. You will have whatsoever you say. Until you begin to say it, it is not established. So the first step you need to take in the school of success is the step of speaking the word. Take God's word in your mouth and begin to speak it. If you are too careful to speak it, then you'll be too careful to see it. Whatever you can't say, you can't see. It is confession that brings about possession. Speak God's word concerning success. Speak God's word concerning healing. Speak God's word concerning promotion. Whatever you want to see around you, begin to say it. The Bible says we look not at the things that are seen because they are temporal, but we look at the things that are not seen because they are eternal. A better translation says, whatever you can see with your eyes is subject to change. Whatever situation you can see around you today is subject to change. It's temporary, it's not permanent. And the change begins when you begin to speak the word of God. Begin to say what God has said. The problem most of the time is that we are saying what we are seeing instead of saying what we want to see. We are saying what is happening. God said, let the weak say, I am strong. He said, I know you are weak. If you want to come out of weakness, then begin to say, I am strong. We don't want to say it except we see it. But in God's kingdom, if you are going to say it, if you are going to see it, then you have to first of all say it. Whatever you can't say, you are not permitted to see. You want to see a change in your situation, then begin to say it. You want to see the fulfillment of God's word in your life, then begin to say it. It said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Take God's word in your mouth and begin to say it. Why? The Bible says, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Begin to say what God has said concerning you. Not what situations and circumstances are telling you. Not what the enemy is telling you. Begin to say what God has said concerning you. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Until you say it, you can't see it. Until you confess it, you can't possess it. Until you declare it, it can't come to pass. So whatever you want to see happening around you, whatever you want to begin to experience, then find out from the word of God, locate it from the word of God, put it in your mouth and begin to say it. You are not who people say you are what God says you are. God's word is the only authentic picture of who you are. And until you say it, God cannot establish it. Praise God. Jesus speaking said, the seed is the word of God. For every encounter you want to have, every miracle you want to see, God's word is the seed. The seed is in the word. And when you take God's word in your mouth and begin to speak it, you are planting the seed. And the Bible tells us that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. So if you want to eat the harvest of a great tomorrow, then begin to say it today. Begin to announce to everyone that cares to hear you what God has said concerning you and concerning your situation. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So God said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. And that brings us to the next point, the number two principle. If we're going to experience our birthright of success, is the principle of meditation. Meditate in it day and night. Thou shalt meditate in it day and night. And what is meditation? Meditation is simply thinking. Thinking upon God's word. Why do we need to meditate? We need to meditate for God's word to have a root in our heart. Because our heart is the production center. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The forces of life flow from the heart. The forces that mold our destiny. The forces that establish our destiny, they flow from our heart. Guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. Be mindful of the things that enter into your heart, because out of the heart flow the issues of life, the forces of life. And so God said, if his word is going to take root in your heart, then be careful to meditate in it night and day. Meditate in it night and day. Think upon God's word. Ponder on God's word. Meditate in it night and day. And when you do, God's word will have its root in your heart. And when God's word has its root in your heart, it becomes very easy for you to speak it, because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Another translation said, that which fills the heart will overflow through the mouth. Whatever is in your heart will come out through the mouth. When your heart is filled with God's word, it will overflow through the mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Meditate in God's word night and day. Ponder on scriptures. Think on scriptures. And as you are doing that, God's word will be taking a fast root, a very strong root in your heart. And when God's word fills your heart, it becomes very easy for you to speak it out. Whatever fills the heart will overflow through the mouth. If you spend all your time reading novels that don't add anything to your destiny, reading junk magazines, when situations and circumstances present themselves, that's what is going to come out from your mouth. You spend your time reading James Hadley Chase, Mills and Boons. Junk magazines. Magazines that talk about negative things. Magazines that talk about how a woman gave birth to a monkey. Now, if that's all you are reading, that's what is going to be in your heart. And one day, you will get into the labor room to go and deliver, and then the devil will tell you you are the next person to deliver a monkey now. Because that's what is inside your heart. That which fills the heart will overflow through the mouth. If the word of success is in your heart, it will overflow through your mouth. Meditate in it night and day. Part of meditation is talking the word to yourself, muttering the word to yourself. Talk the word to yourself. As you talk the word to yourself, the word will get into your heart. And when it takes root in your heart, it will overflow through your mouth. It will come out through your mouth. And the Bible says, you will have whatsoever you say. Praise the Lord. And the number three principle there, in that Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it said, thou shalt meditate in it night and day, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It says, when you meditate in it night and day, you will observe to do according to all that is written therein. The number three principle there is to act on God's word. Act on the word. Acting on God's word, we commit God to perform his word on your behalf. Acting on God's word. It's not enough to speak the word. It is not enough to meditate in the word. It is much more important to do the word. Put the word to work. Do the word. Obey the word. Now, when God's word fills your heart, God's word will begin to speak to you. God's word will begin to instruct you. God's word will begin to guide you. In every situation, God's word will begin to show you what to do. And when you step out in obedience to God's word, God begins to confirm his word. Mark chapter 16. Acting on God's word commits God to perform. God is committed to his word. God honors his word. Every time you step out in obedience to God's word, you have committed God to perform his word. God cannot deny his word. God cannot deny his name. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 19, the Bible says, so then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into the heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. They acted in obedience to God's word. They stepped out in obedience to God's word. They put God's word to work. Praise God. They put God's word to work. They applied God's word to their situation. And God was walking with them, confirming the word. Because the Bible says God watches over his word to bring it to pass. God was walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. As they stepped out on God's word. God is the same. He has not changed. If he did it before, he can do it again. If we must enjoy our birthright of success that God has designed for us this month, then we must be mindful of the principles of God. You can't set God's principles aside and still expect to enjoy God's provision. Supernatural success, kingdom success, is not automatic. It is not by accident. It comes by putting God's principles to work. The principles of speaking the word. irrespective of the situations and circumstances. The principles of meditating in God's word, dwelling in God's word. The devil knows the rule of the game. He knows that what you continually think upon eventually will come out through your mouth. And that's why it brings negative things into your mind. He wants you to think on them. He wants you to think on your situations and circumstances. But God wants you to think on the word. God wants you to think on the word. God wants you to dwell on the word. God wants you to be mindful of the word. And when the word fills your heart, it will begin to overflow through your mouth. And God wants you to step out in obedience to God's word. Praise God. Step out in obedience to God's word. A situation is confronting you, and all of a sudden, it looks like everything has finished in your storehouse. Step out on God's word. Put God's word to work. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. Rather than looking for help where there is no help, step out on God's word. Lord, I'm going to trust you for provision. I'm standing on your word. The young lions suffer hunger and lack, but they that seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Praise God. Don't reach out for your phone to call your uncle in America. Step out on God's word. Every time you step out on God's word, you put God's word to work, you commit God for performance. I see God performing his word on behalf of someone this morning. I see God establishing that covenant of success that he has made with you this month in the name of Jesus Christ. His hands that have been stretched out for you this month, nothing will be able to turn it back. Your heritage of success will become a reality this month. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like you to rise up to your feet with me tonight, lift up your voice to heaven, and receive grace from God to apply yourself to the principles of success. Lord, I will speak your word this month. I will meditate in your word night and day. I will put your word to work in my life. I will not speak my circumstances. I will not speak my situation. I will not speak the things I'm seeing around me. Lord, I will speak your word. I will speak your word. The book of the law will not depart out of my mouth this month. I will speak your word. I will be instant in season. I'll be instant out of season. I will declare what you have said concerning me. I will declare that I'm the head and not the tail. I will declare that I'm above only and not beneath. I will declare that I'm the city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. Why don't you lift your voice now and begin to declare what God has said concerning you? He said, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Why don't you declare tonight that success is my birthright? Success is my birthright. Success is my birthright. I am the city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. Lift your voice and declare what God has declared concerning you. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. It is bye-bye to failure this month. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Lift up your voice and declare what God has said concerning you. The heavens and the earth may pass away, but not one jot of God's word concerning you will go unfulfilled. Declare what God has said concerning you. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. I'm breaking forth this month. I'm breaking forth this month. I'm breaking through the orbit this month. I'm breaking through every limiting force this month. Nothing will be able to hold me down in failure this month. I'm moving up to the mountaintop where I belong. I'm leaving the valley of failure. I'm leaving the valley of failure. The topmost top belongs to me. I'm ascending to the top of the mountain. My life shall not be under. My life shall not be under. My life shall not go backwards. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Declare what God has declared concerning you. Add your agreement to what God has said concerning you. My path is going to shine brighter this month. For the path of the just is like a shining light, it shineth more and more. My path will shine yet brighter this month. I'm breaking forth to the left and to the right. No more stagnation, no more frustration, no more failure for me. It is bye-bye to failure forever. My heritage of success shall be established this month. God has proposed it. Nothing can disannul it. His hands are stretched out. Nothing shall turn it back. Thank you, Father, for it. We give you glory and honor. Blessed be your name forever. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like you to stretch your hands to the communion table and express your heart desire. Lord, that as I partake of this communion, let my tongue be loosed to speak your word continuously in season and out of season. Every form of entanglement, everything that holds my tongue down, that does not allow me to declare your word freely. Lord, by this communion, let it be purged tonight. Let it be flushed out tonight. Let my tongue be loosed. Let the strings of my tongue be loosed to speak your word freely, to declare your word freely, to declare your word continuously until I see my heart desires come to pass, until I see my situation change. I receive this communion table by faith tonight, Jehovah. Purge my tongue of every entanglement. Loose my tongue to speak your word in season and out of season. Let it be, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, we receive this table tonight with great joy. We declare that the bread is the flesh of Jesus. And we declare that the cup is the blood of Jesus. As we partake of it tonight, every form of entanglement that does not allow us to freely declare your word, the truth of your word, we command our tongue loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. And every tree you have not planted in our lives, as we partake of your flesh and your blood tonight, we command that they be rooted out in the name of Jesus. He said, and now the ass is laid to the root of the tree, and every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit, it shall be hewn down. Every tree in our lives that is not bringing forth good fruit, we command that they be hewn down in the name of Jesus. By this communion tonight, we command a purging effect. Every sickness, every disease is healed right now in the name of Jesus. We command a total restoration of health and soundness. In the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone that walked into this assembly tonight with one form of ailment or the other, as you partake of this communion, I declare your liberty. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Every gate of brass is hereby declared broken in pieces. Every of your heart desires this month shall become a divine manifestation. Your heritage of success this month shall not be missing. In the name of Jesus. As you go from here tonight, no evil is permitted to come near your dwelling. No harassment of the devil is permitted to come near your dwelling. Remain under the strong covering of the blood of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Let's share in the goodness together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Peace. God bless you.